All right, Coach, here we are midway of the season, game 8 of the year. Coming off of a tough 2-game losing streak right now, and things haven't gone your way at the end of games. What's your message to the team this week?
First off, we love the process we go through to get ready. And that process, it's player going against player to get each other ready at practice. And that's what I've seen from our team, how hard we work to get our football like we want it. And getting right back to that process as a performer is very important. So we asked the players what things you can improve upon, and what better place than the practice field to show that kind of improvement. So that's exactly what we've seen from our team over the last couple days. And honestly, we can't wait to get back out here in front of the fans. But we love that process we go through to get ready.
Adversity, resiliency, two words have kind of been used a lot the last probably 10 days when it comes to your club. What is it about this team this year that tells you that they're more equipped to deal with adversity?
I think it's the player-led, you know, accountability they have towards one another, how hard they want to play for one another. And so when your brother's right on the other side of you, you know, or on offense or on defense or playing right next to you, we're all an extension of each other. We totally recognize that. And that's why it's so important for us to, you know, to ball out together, because they're literally playing for the guy right next to them.
And one of the things that got a lot of attention early on this week was the Hagler fight that you showed to the team last week. But it really picked up some steam here at the beginning of the week. And the message that you wanted that to convey to your football team?
It was an important one to know, like, although it's a totally another sport, but straight warrior where Hagler was, has a chance at it, you know, a championship fight, and fought Vito Entofermo. Didn't go his way, a draw, went to the other side, Entofermo ended up retaining the championship. The message was, there's going to be dark places, there's going to be tough times, and how do you respond to those ones? Hagler turned out to be a fantastic champion for years, and but having to go through some of those hardships made him, you know, the champion he became. And so we learn from the lessons, we'll learn from the hard losses, and if we can finish like we want to, we're the ones that can own that.
What's it going to be this week? Your team's ready, they're prepared, they're reset. What's the message to the fan base this week?
Well, number one, we love their support. And so for us to be back right here in the dome, right back in front of our crowd, we can't wait to perform for them. We feed off their energy, and we need to make some plays and let that place get rocking too. So we're so pumped to be here back at home. Great NFC matchup here this weekend. It's going to be a hell of a day.
All right, Q, let's go finish the first half.
No doubt. All right.